special guest in the studio tonight is Nadine Peter. She has recently released a debut album. It's called Turning Arrows into Flowers. What a beautiful title for an album. Nadine, welcome to Now's the Time.
Thank you, Frank.
Nadine, at what point in your life did you decide to become a singer?
It wasn't until I was 21 that I started singing. So, and it was a fairly immediate decision, actually.
Wasn't a gradual process? Was music being instilled into you?
Oh, I was studying music. I'd studied classical music.
You played the viola?
Yes. And I'd gone to the Con in Queensland for a couple of years doing a classical performance degree on viola. And I'd started becoming interested in jazz while I was studying there.
You grew up in New Zealand, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Until I was 7, and then I moved to Queensland and grew up there.
On the Gold Coast.
Mm.
What's the Gold Coast like for live music?
It's a bit of a desert.
Is it?
Well, culturally, back then, it wasn't too diverse, but Queensland has always had a really strong education program in music, and we had regional orchestras, youth orchestras, and also my state school had its own orchestra, which was amazing, really, when I think back. I got free lessons and instruments, and it was great.
It's interesting you should use the word desert there. Actually, I posed a similar question to Kyle Risley, actually, and I used that word. In fact, he agreed with you, because I think he grew up on the Gold Coast as well,
right,
playing the trumpet.
Yeah, I think it's such an amazing physical environment there that a lot of emphasis is placed on outdoors activities, or I don't know why it's like that.
Can you describe the extent of your interest in jazz music, and whether you consider any aspects of your music are influenced by jazz?
Yeah, I think that this became apparent to me just on the weekend when I had the launch, and I always play with jazz musicians, and I really consider myself a jazz musician. So it's basically what I've pursued for the last 15 years since I started singing. And while I do have other very strong influences and interests, I think that's what I do.
It's a very individual sound, isn't it? In fact, I think it was described by John McBeath as it's a rarity for a voice to come along to be so unique. And I suppose that's what strikes us critics around the head when a unique sound like this comes along. We tend to try and categorise,
yes,
to try and make ourselves a little bit more comfortable with what we're listening to.
I can understand that inclination, really, but I also think that jazz has always been and has come from a searching for one's own voice, and I guess I'm lucky enough to sort of have a natural vocal uniqueness and also diverse influences, so that comes out. And
just about your influences, yeah, are they necessarily jazz singers or singers per se?
Definitely when I started singing, I was incredibly influenced by jazz singers, and I still am. Bobby McFerrin is someone I'm still greatly influenced by. In the past, Sarah Vaughan, Ella Fitzgerald, all the greats have been huge influences.
The album title, Turning Arrows into Flowers, such a virtuous notion. It comes from some classical Buddhist writing, does it not?
Yeah, she's actually Pema Chodron's more of a contemporary. She's still alive, and she is a, I think she was American. She's American, but she is a Buddhist nun and in the Tibetan tradition. So that's her background, and her writings are actually very accessible and to Westerners because of that. So,
can you tell us about how this album came about? Because it seems as though it's been developed on one side of the globe and then refined on the other.
Yes. Well, it's always been a collaboration, and every aspect of it has been worked on by myself and in collaboration with Tony DuPay, who is the producer. And we all also had a bit of help in the, at the end by a friend of mine who's become my manager overseas. So while we started in New South Wales, Tony had a little cottage in the country in Kangaroo Valley, and I went down there and we recorded most of the tracking, but he moved and I finished tracking in my own house in Bondi, and we collaborated over the internet basically. I sent files over to him and he sent mixes back to me. A lot of toing and froing over time, so we eventually agreed on what we could and couldn't.
He was in Berlin, is that
yes,
right?
He's in Berlin.
Brendan St. Ledger on the piano, Alex Hewitt on the electric bass, and Amy Stewart on the drums. You must be pretty pleased to have these fine musicians around you as well to record with.
Yeah.
These are all top class musicians.
Amazing. Wonderful to work with them.
What do you believe to be the most important elements when interpreting a song?
Well, I think interpretation, it depends what context you're talking about. If you're singing someone else's music, it's quite different to interpreting your own music. So for this project, interpreting your own music, if you're writing it from a place that comes from a position of emotional honesty, then it's quite easy to interpret it, I think. If you have the skills, to the musical skills, it can be quite a natural progression. And when I have sung, I mean, I've sung jazz for many years, so I think through doing that, having that base,
your standard repertoire.
That standard repertoire that you do develop things like phrasing and an understanding of the form of songs that works, and also the artistic connection with what you want to say as to how you do it. So I think interpreting your own music can be quite easy in some ways, because it doesn't have to be too much of an intellectual process. It can be quite intuitive.
And it doesn't come with any baggage, so to speak, does it?
No, you mean
there's no preconceived ideas as to how it should sound.
What you intend the listener to hear you say, whatever emotion you're trying to convey, can be quite natural.
These are certainly sounds that are difficult to categorise, there's no doubt about that. Do you find that hinders opportunities for you, or actually creates opportunities as far as, say, live performances are concerned?
I'm finding that out, I guess, as I go. For me, it hasn't hindered my opportunities so far. It certainly doesn't make, I'm not a mainstream artist, so, and I probably never will be, so it doesn't bother me that that's the case. And I think that the opportunities that I do get come through people who recognise and appreciate it for what it is, you know, rather than trying to, how are we going to market this, you know, sort of position.
The track entitled Revolution, this features just yourself and Hamish Stewart on the drums and percussion, plus Marenia Gillies, who's performing a Maori chant here. Tell us a little bit about this one, Madhu.
I wrote this song with Matt McMahon, and we ended up just using drums and vocals for it instead of the full band, because we just found that it was powerful with, and I think the strength of Hamish's performance when we recorded that track was so great that it just had to be a feature, and it really propelled the vocals. So the actual Maori chant that Merenia did has to do with the lyric, and the lyric is basically about acceptance but also being proactive in life and not just sort of lying down. So the chant is very much in that vein.
The cover art of this album. When I first saw the cover and noticed your poise here, it reminded me of the artist Paul Gauguin and the Tahitian women that he used to paint. Can you tell us a little bit, first listeners? Do you want to describe that for listeners?
Yes, the artwork was done by a friend of mine, Damon Locks, who lives in Chicago, and he does a kind of Photoshop and also montage of different textures that he layers. So he took a photo that a Sydney friend did, Matt Sutton, who's a wonderful photographer and does portraits of many musicians in Sydney, and he did a treatment of that and layered different textures around it. Yeah, so
it's two colours only. It's a black over a subtle cream, very elegant. Being someone that has a classical background playing the viola, how easy is it to transfer over into a songwriter? Does that come easy to you?
Yes, in a way. I think that when I studied classical music at the conservatorium, I decided then that I didn't want to be a classical player. So I left a lot of my classical attitudes to music when I finished there, and that was at the age of 19, 20. So from that time on, I really freed up my thinking about music, and was probably a lot more open, where for classical music things tend to be quite structured, not as flexible as say jazz. But as far as songwriting goes, I've always had an interest in writing and literature and poetry, so it was a wonderful opportunity to combine music and those things that I've always enjoyed doing and just done myself anyway.
Finally, Nadine, what's on the horizon for you now that you've officially released this album? Where do you want to see yourself going with this?
Looking at touring internationally and nationally. So I'm going to New Zealand in November and I'm playing there. And also even looking towards the next album, which there is some pretty wonderful European musicians that I'd like to collaborate with. So there's lots of plans. And when I go over to Europe in the next 12 months or so, I'll be looking to do that and also perform. So, yeah, it's looking interesting.
What do you enjoy most out of the different aspects of your career now? Obviously, you're recording, you're performing live, you're writing music. What do you like the most?
I think performing is pretty amazing when it works well. It's quite an experience, yeah.
Is that because of the way you can communicate with a live audience?
That's part of it, I think. And that, for me, that's part of the reason why you do it, is to communicate. So to have that immediate response in a room with people and to be able to involve them in the music is... It feels like a privilege to be able to do that. It's not an easy thing, but it's not kind of work.
No, of course. Pleasure. Well, then, thanks very much for joining us in the studio tonight. It's been a pleasure chatting with you.
Thank you.